Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network, Positive Powered Radio. Today, I want to do a little book review for you. It's a book that has really impacted our family, and it will help you. I have no doubt about it. The title of the book is Loving What Is by Byron Katie. Again, that title is Loving What Is by Byron Katie. This book has four basic questions that absolutely, without a doubt, can change your life. It changes your life because it helps you change your thinking. What if you could control and shift and change your thinking? You think that would make a difference for who you are as a leader and how that would impact your business and your family life? Without a doubt, it absolutely would. So let's jump right in here. I'm going to, again, give you some take-home points, some highlights, if you will, from the book Loving What Is. Basically, this book is about understanding your thoughts. You know, a thought is harmless unless we really, really believe it. It's not our thoughts, but the attachment really to our thoughts that causes us suffering. And what typically we do is we attach to a thought a meaning that we believe it is true without really inquiring. A belief typically is a thought that we've been attached to often for years. And sometimes these beliefs actually hold us back or create a bunch of negative energy or anxiety in our minds. And it clouds our judgment. It clouds our energy and how we carry ourselves because we're holding on to it. So the first thing you need to understand that you want to do is you want to put that judgment, that negative thought, if you will, on paper. Now, this whole process that I'm going to describe to you is called The Work. In fact, you can go to thework.com and download a worksheet. Katie calls it the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet. So that's T-H-E-V and then W-O-R-K.com. Do this exercise. Get this book. It really, really, really will change your life. It's had a huge influence on our parenting for our kids, to teach them how to question their thinking. So if there is somebody in your life, and I know there is, that you haven't totally 100% forgiven about something, that's really where you want to start. You can start with the person who you have the biggest issue with or the smallest issue with. But if you have just 1% left that you have not forgiven, then that is actually where you're stuck in probably many of your relationships, including the relationship you have with yourself. So if you begin by pointing the finger of blame outward, then the focus isn't on you, which makes it very, very convenient. So what you want to do is you want to write down everything that causes you grief, anxiety about that person. You know, one of the things that I know is true for me is that, you know, sometimes people just get under your skin and it takes actually a lot of your time. So this is an opportunity for you to be judgmental, to be harsh, to be childish, to be petty about who this person is, what they've done to you. Anybody who has made you sad, angry, confused in your business, in your personal life, I want you to do a data dump basically on everything that this person has done to you. So there's some basic questions that you can ask. Who angers you, disappoints, or confuses you, and why? What is it about them that you don't like? Now, I'm just going to give you a couple of examples that Katie has in the book. Is I'm angry at Mary because she doesn't listen to me. I'm angry at Mary because she doesn't appreciate me. I'm angry at Mary because she argues with everything that I say. So that's the data dump for that specific question. Second question is, how do you want them to change? What do you want them to do? I want Mary to give me full attention. I want Mary to love me completely. I want Mary to agree with me. I want Mary to get more exercise. Third question is, what is it that they should or shouldn't do, be, think, or feel? What advice could you offer? Mary shouldn't watch so much television. Mary should stop smoking. Mary should tell me she loves me. She shouldn't ignore me. Fourth question. Again, what we're doing here is we're doing that data dump, right? Do you need anything from them? What do they need to do in order to make you happy? I need Mary to listen to me. I need Mary to stop lying to me. I need Mary to share her feelings and be more in touch with me. I need Mary to be more giving and a better partner and to be more patient. Next question. What do you think of them? Make a list. Remember, be petty and be judgmental here. Mary's dishonest. Mary is reckless. Mary is childish. She thinks she doesn't have to follow the rules. Mary is uncaring, unavailable. Mary is irresponsible. Again, data dump, petty. Sixth question. What is it that you don't want to experience with this person again? I don't ever want to live with Mary if she doesn't change. I don't ever want to argue with Mary again. I don't ever want to be lied by Mary again. So basically, what that whole process was is you doing a data dump of everything that you can possibly think of with that person that you have an issue with. Now, this whole book is based on four foundational questions. And this is really the thing that you really need to pay attention to. So if you're writing notes, write these four questions down. And then I'll give some examples. First question, is it true? Second question, can you absolutely know that it is true? Third question, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought, that it is true? Fourth question, this is powerful. Who would you be without that thought? And then you turn around that statement, and I'll give you an example of that. So first question is it true? Ask yourself, is it true that Mary doesn't listen to me? Be still. If you really want to know the truth to that answer, it's going to come up to you. Let your mind speak to the question and wait for that answer to surface. Second question is, can you absolutely know that it is true? Consider these questions. Can I absolutely know that it's true that Mary doesn't listen to me? Can I ever really know when someone is or is not listening to me? Am I sometimes listening even when I appear not to be? Third question. How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? How do you react when you believe that Mary doesn't listen to you? How do you treat her? What makes the list? For example, I give her the look. I interrupt her. I punish her by not paying attention to her. I start talking faster and louder, and I try to force her to listen. You see kind of where this is going. Fourth question, who would you be without that thought? Now, consider this for a second. Who would you be without that thought? Mary doesn't listen to me. Who would you be if you weren't capable of thinking that thought? Close your eyes and imagine Mary not listening to you. Imagine you don't have a thought that Mary doesn't listen to. Take your time and notice what's revealed to you. What do you see? How do you feel? Now, the turnaround. The original statement or problem was Mary doesn't listen to you. When we turn that statement around, it sounds like this. I don't listen to Mary. Is that true? Or truer for you? Are you listening to Mary when you're thinking about her not listening to you? Find three genuine examples on how this turnaround is true in your life. Another turnaround statement might be, I don't listen to myself. A third turnaround statement might be, Mary does listen to me. For each turnaround, you will discover 3 unique examples when you do this exercise. After sitting and really understanding these turnaround statements, you would want to continue the typical inquiry of the next statement. Okay, so really what you want to understand is that your basic job is to find somebody in your life that you have an issue with. Okay, and then ask the 4 basic questions. Can you absolutely know that this is true? How would you react if that thought couldn't enter your mind? Who would you be without that thought? And we've gone through this exercise with our kids, with their peer groups when they were in high school. The reality of it is, my friend, is we say don't judge your neighbor, but everybody judges their neighbor. You can't escape those thoughts. What you can work really hard to doing is to control and manage your thinking. And I got to tell you, this book, Loving What Is by Byron Katie, and that's B-Y-R-O-N, Katie, K-I-T-I-E. This really will change how you think, how you respond, your overall energy, positive and negative towards other people, and how basically happy you will become inside. So go to Amazon.com today, order this book, and own these 4 questions. Is it true? Can you absolutely know that it is true? How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? Who would you be without that thought? And then the turnaround. Make it about you. You see, it's always about you. It's always about me. You know, our egos, as much as we'd like to say, we don't want them to control who we are. They do. That's called the fabric of life. That's called being human. However, I will tell you, my friend, when you work in a focused manner to control your thoughts, to really come from unconditional love and to forgive people, you just feel totally different. Does that make sense? Now, I know this is kind of deep and I went through all of that really, really fast. But again, the take-home questions for you is, in terms of questioning your thinking, is it true? Can you absolutely know that it is true? How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? Who would you be without that thought? And then the turnaround statement. Flipping it all around, making it about you. I hope this has been insightful for you today. My name is Terry Petrovic. Remember this, you know, you have a choice about everything. How you think, who you are, how you carry yourself, how you treat people. You know who you want to be. You know your ideal identity. I'm sure you've worked on that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to the Home Business Radio Network. I know you want to improve. Get the book. Practice it. It takes a while, just like any muscle in your mind, in your body. But once you learn to question your thinking, I promise you, life's going to be so much better for you. Hope you've enjoyed the Terry Petrovic Show today. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic. Petrovic is spelled Petro like oil, P-E-T-R-O, and then Vic, V-I-C-K.com. My fan page is facebook.com/fan of Terry Petrovic. Until next time, make it a better than terrific day. Bye-bye for now.